here. I'm Dave Woodworth on USA-365.com and IndianaSports.com and WWLO 89.1 FM. Thanks for joining us for tonight's football game. Crown Point, the winner over Valparaiso by a score of 35-21. And we have some other scores that we'd like to pass along to you as well from around the region. Where tonight we saw a number of interesting scores and a few surprises as well. Let me just read off a few of these finals. LaPorte remains undefeated in the Doolin Athletic Conference along with Crown Point. They're winners tonight 41-14 over Merrillville. And a final in overtime, Portage over Chesterton. We predicted last week that Portage was not going to exit the season without a few more wins. They did so. They defeat Chesterton in a mild upset, 6-3, a battle of field goals, and apparently it was 3-3 going into overtime. A field goal decided it in the overtime period. Hobart over Andrean tonight, 36-29, so Andrean drops from the ranks of the undefeated, and Hobart advances to, let's see, they'd be 5-1 in the season now. Griffith big time over Highland, 64-0, and we're still waiting for a final score on Lowell and Hammond. Lowell and Hammond had been, it was Lowell leading 7-6 a while back, and we haven't had an update from that location in a while, so we hope to have a final on that. Okay, we do have a fourth quarter score. In the fourth, Lowell was leading Hammond 21-12. Lowell was hoping to get out of there with a win, just one win on the season so far, and that was over Calumet. A little bit of a tough time for Lowell this 2006 football season. Let's go ahead and recap the scoring for you here tonight, where Valparaiso put up a good fight. Scored the most points on Crown Point of anyone in the season so far. Let's go back to the very first quarter. On the first drive, Valparaiso took the opening kickoff and was unable to get a first down. They wind up going back to punt on a 4th-and-1 from their own 26, and lo and behold, Tommy Parks blocks the punt. So Crown Point takes over 1st-and-10 at the Valparaiso 27. They pick up a first down play, and then on 1st-and-goal, it's John Sertich with a 9-yard touchdown run. Mike Lipton with a point after touchdown, and with 7:43 left in the first quarter, Crown Point had a 7-0 lead over Valparaiso. And that came at about 7:15 p.m. And then a lightning delay. The field was cleared. The fans cleared the bleachers. Most everybody went back to their cars. I think Crown Point went back to the team bus. Valpo probably went back to the locker room. And it turned out to be about a 40-minute delay or thereabouts. And then the teams came back out on the field and they resumed play at 7:57 p.m. And at that point, it was Crown Point that took off with the kickoff and had to punt back to Valparaiso after getting, I think, one first down in that series. And then Crown Point held Valpo on that next series. On 4th-and-14 from their own 16-yard line, Lasky got off a pretty good punt. But then John Church had a very good punt return. He had a 47 punt return for a touchdown. That came with 2:49 left in the first quarter. Lipton converted on the point after, and Crown Point led it 14-0. On the and that's actually the way the first quarter ended. However, just before the first quarter ended, Valpo had was moving and was putting together a drive. And on 3rd-and-12, the second play of the second quarter, Alex Sarkisian connected on a 31 touchdown pass to Nick Rodich with 10:54 left in the second quarter, and Colin Krupchek put the extra point through the uprights, and that made it 14-7, and Valpo was back in the game. Crown Point leading just 14-7 at that point, 10:54 left in the second quarter. In the second quarter, Crown Point came back with a nice drive of their own, and it was capped off with a exchanged fields here. Valpo had possession, and Crown Point taking it from the 25 up to the 37 with a first down. On first and 10, Blake Mascarella connecting on a 63-yard touchdown pass to the tight end Zach Sesich with 5:51 left in the second quarter. That made it Crown Point 21-7. And Crown Point had another lengthy drive towards the end of the second quarter, driving all the way down to the 1 yard line, had a fourth and goal from the one, and tried for a field goal there with a timeout. However, I think it was a bad snap. We weren't quite sure. Forney wound up picking up the ball and tried to run to his right, but he was tackled, and that's how the first half ended. Crown Point leading at 21-7. In the third quarter, another punt return that. A 44-yard punt return by John Sertich all the way down to the Valparaiso 6-yard line. Two plays later, Tommy Parks punched it in from the 2-yard line to give Crown Point a 28-7 lead after the Lipton point after kick. That coming at 7:47 left in the third quarter. Mike Moore had a nice recovery of a fumble on the ensuing kickoff. Rodich fielded the kickoff and he lost it. Mike Moore picked it up for Crown Point on a fumble recovery. Crown Point took over Valparaiso first and 10 at the Valpo 36. However, unable to convert and turn the ball over. Valpo taking over at their own 26-yard line. And then they put together a little bit of a drive from the Crown Point 24 on third and four. Sarkisian connected on a 24-yard touchdown pass to Nick Rodich. Nick Rodich with 3:30 left in the third quarter. That put Valparaiso back in the game after Colin Krupchak's point after touchdown kick. That made it 28-14. Then that's the way the third quarter ended with the score still 28-14. Then Valparaiso came back. They put together a drive that started late in the third quarter and capped off early in the fourth. On a first and goal from the 9-yard line, Hollis Ballard with a 9-yard touchdown run. That coming with 11:17 left. Point after kick by Krupchak made it Crown Point 28, Valparaiso 21. And definitely back in the game there with plenty of time left. However, Crown Point took over on the next series. And let's see. Well, he had to punt. And then Valparaiso took over. And then they had to punt. But that time, Matt Osnicki blocked the punt, and Crown Point took over first and 10th at Valparaiso's 17-yard line, and just a few plays later, on third and three, Mascarella connecting on another touchdown pass from the Valparaiso 9, a 9-yard touchdown pass, again to Zach Sesich, the tight end, and that made it Crown Point 35-21 with 7:10 remaining in the game, and indeed, that was our final score. Crown Point 35, Valparaiso 21. We'll check a few more scores here from around the area. We're looking for a final on that Lowell-Hammond game, and we'll do that here. Let's take a timeout. You're listening to Crown Point High School Football on 89.1 FM, WWLO Lowell, and IndianaDevSports.com.
Crown Point High School Sports on 89.1 FM WWLO is sponsored in part by Homes of the 20th Century. We build for the future one home at a time. Larry and Jerry Lupke are general contractors with over a century of home building experience. The Lupke brothers offer many fine homes from a variety of nationally known home designers. That's Homes of the 20th Century. Their phone number is 219-942-0608 or visit them on the web at homes20.com. That's homes20.com.
Crown Point High School Football on WWLO and USA-365.com is sponsored by Wings of Mercury Web Designs. Specializing in web development, design, maintenance, email marketing, web hosting, domain registration, and computer and software training. Information is available at www.wingsofmercury.com. Premier Home Lending, LLC, is an Indiana residential mortgage licensee offering conventional FHA and VA mortgages. The phone number for Mortgage Loan Officer Brett Triesenberg is 219-793-6308.
This is Internet Radio. It is diverse and far more entertaining than conventional over-the-air radio. It gives you something you can't get from other forms of audio media. It gives you music you might not hear anywhere else. It gives you interesting points of view and experimental methods of production and content. It's a new type of radio. This is Internet Radio.
You're listening to Crown Point Bulldogs High School Football on Internet Radio, USA-365.com.
That's good stuff. All right, we are back here, and let's see if I can do this right.
This
here.
Is Internet Radio. It is different.
Sorry about that. We heard that one.
We know this is Internet Radio.
Yeah.
But it's also WWLO 89.1 FM.
That's right. We do have a few scores from around the state, and also we were speculating about this storm system. As we mentioned, when we saw it on radar, the bulk of the storm system was south of us, and indeed, many, many games across the state were postponed in the central part of the state. I see, and also deep south, a lot of games in Indianapolis, Evanston.
We're looking at a list of them, Jasper, Princeton, Lawrence, Central Bloomington, South. These are deep south games. Jeffersonville, Wood Memorial, these are way south.
Ooh.
Wow, River Forest and North Newton.
The battle of the unwinnables.
That was a classic. Both teams are 0-5.
They're going to play it. They're going to try it again tomorrow, I guess. Suspend it till Saturday.
So if all you folks want to get down to Morocco and watch a...
Yeah,
two 0-5 teams. Glad it. You might be laughing, but sometimes two 0-5 teams is just as dramatic as two undefeated ones.
Make it just as exciting.
Somebody's got to win. You know,
somebody's got you. Let's take a look at some of these other scores that are in, though. There were a lot of them that were indeed played. In fact, we're still waiting for a final in that Lowell and Hammond High game. We had this one score, Lowell leading 21-12 in the fourth, but I'm not sure if that's a final or not.
Let's look at local scores. Elkhart Memorial over Wirt, 55-8. That's not a shock at all. Let's try and stay local. Goshen beat Warsaw, 34-10. Hobart over Andrean, 36-29. That's a big one. Andrean was behind by three touchdowns and rallied. Lake Central over Michigan City, 28-7. So Lake Central even on the year at... 3-3. Actually, Lake Central goes to 4-2 in the year. LaPorte beat Maryville 41-14. So LaPorte 5-1. LaPorte and Crown Point next week. New Prairie rolls on 34-14 over Triton. New Prairie 5-1. Munster over Morton. That must have been dramatic. 33-27.
Wow.
For the Mustangs over the Governors.
We knew the Governors had some offense, and indeed they put 27 points up, but Munster turned down the offensive machine as well.
Down at North Judson, the Judds beat Bray Buff. They don't like to be called the Judds, actually. North Judson beat Bray Buff 14-3. Let's see. We're looking for other local scores. We're looking at a list of statewide scores. Portage over Chesterton, we said that 6-3 in overtime had to be two field goals by Rafael Martinez.
Yeah. He booted a 45-yarder against Crown Point a couple weeks ago.
Southland Washington over East Chicago, 28-14. Warren Central's on the board again, 35-0 over Terre Haute North. Warren Central, number one in the state, number six in the nation. They are 6-0.
Yeah.
An upset in the Plymouth area for people who watch 4A. Plymouth is undefeated till tonight. Wawasee 31, Plymouth 29.
Oh, a close game there. A lot of points on the board.
Wheeler just buried Gabbett 40-0. Actually, the worst thing that happened to Gabbett was that Wheeler got upset last week by Whiting, and they took it out tonight on Gabbett. Whiting over Bishop Knoll, 32-0.
Ooh. Wow.
Whiting is a lot better than folks have anticipated.
Yeah, I thought Hammond and Knoll would at least be able to put some points on the board there.
They were not competitive in that game, apparently.
Evidently.
Looking out east, East Noble got beat 56-15 by Norwell. The point there being East Noble is one of the teams that could come out of 4A out of the east and face a Hobart or a Lowell.
Hmm.
But maybe not this year because they got beat tonight by 35 points. Still looking for that Hammond-Lowell score. Don't have a final.
Oh, Concord over Jimtown. There's a bit of a surprise. Well, maybe not a big surprise.
Yeah, that's a neighborhood battle. Those are neighboring schools. When Lowell played Concord last year, we were surprised at how close Concord is to Jimtown and Goshen. They're virtually right down the street.
Wow, didn't realize they were right next door to each other.
I didn't even until I went there last year, actually, to be honest. That's a big matchup, a neighborhood matchup in the Elkhart area, and Concord undefeated beat Jimtown, the defending 2A state champ, 33-22. That's pretty much it. I guess the big score tonight was probably... I thought the Maryville-LaPorte game might go another way, but LaPorte got up early and really buried him. 41 41-14, I think that final was. And that's significant because that's a bar game next week, Dave.
Yeah,
here on 89.1 and on USA365.com, on the internet, online, in the air, everywhere. It'll be undefeated Crown Point in LaPorte County on the road facing LaPorte, who's undefeated in league play. And LaPorte has a 5-game winning streak. That's the game of the year in the Doolin right now, the way it looks, because Maryville's taken a second loss.
Yeah.
So it looks like it's going to be Crown Point and LaPorte for the title, and you'll be able to hear it right here.
All right. Well, that's some of the scores from around the region. We have a few stats that we didn't have a chance to report on tonight's game. Let's take a look, first of all. I'll let you add up your numbers there.
Because I got work to do.
Some of my stats. Let's take a look at, first of all, Valparaiso. Alex Sarkisian, the quarterback, and you know, your numbers may vary, but I had him for 20 passing attempts and 130 yards. And let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13 of 20? Not too shabby. 130 yards.
I want to say young Alex might have attempted a few more than 20 passes.
Yeah, I think so. I may have missed a few, though. I was losing track as we went. Hollis Ballard had a good night. I may have missed a few of his carries, too. You know what? You probably have better stats than I do.
I don't think Hollis Ballard carried the ball very many times tonight. In fact, that was a point of order up here in the Valpo press box where they thought he might have carried it just a couple more times.
Yeah.
But when you get behind, you can't, run the ball all the time.
I had him for 11 for 57. I'm not sure if
that probably about right
jives with you or not.
He had a 9-yard touchdown run that made it 28-21. That was actually the highlight of the game for Valparaiso.
Mm-hmm.
When it got to be 28-21 with 11:17 to play. But then Crown Point was able to turn it around, and the big play was a 40-yard run by John Sertich.
Yeah,
Sertich was the big guy tonight, as it turned out.
He did all kinds of stuff. A couple of good long punt returns, and then, of course, carrying the ball well over 100 yards. Goodness, what did I have him for? I had him at least 21 carries, over 167 yards.
John Sertich and the special teams play, Crown Point blocking three punts.
Three punts blocked.
I don't remember seeing that. I know I've seen it in a high school game, but I really don't remember when.
I don't remember ever seeing that.
Parks blocked two, and Matt Osnicki. Matt Osnicki is a great story because he didn't even come out for football until 2 years ago. He's 6'6". He's about 200 pounds, kind of slim, and he runs track. He's a hurdler.
Hmm.
And for him to come out, I mean, he's not going to play a whole lot at tight end. His development won't come in time before his senior season ends.
Right.
But He obviously likes to play and wants to play, and they're using him on special teams. And at 6'6", a guy who can hurdle might be good at blocking kicks, and that's how it turned out tonight. And
amazing.
And I don't understand how Tommy Parks is able to block kicks. I mean, down on the field they were saying he just has a knack for it.
You know, a lot of guys, we wish they had that knack.
Yeah.
Because I think he has 7 block kicks in 3 years.
He is amazing. An uncanny way of finding his way to position his body in front of the kicker. And not everybody has that innate ability, but apparently he's done it. Obviously, he's at, what, 7 times in his career?
7 times in his career. He was blocking him as sophomore before he was even a starting player. He was playing special teams and blocking kicks.
Wow.
I think he blocked 3 his sophomore year. I thought Blake Mascarella had a good game. Coach Chip Pettit said, yeah, okay. Did a nice job. He wasn't overly gushing with Mascarello's game, but to be fair, Coach Pettit's hard on the quarterbacks because he's a quarterback.
He has high expectations for his quarterback.
You have to be really great to get accolades from Coach if you're a quarterback. And confirmed down on the field was that Alex Sarkisian, the quarterback of Valpo, the Valpo folks thought he played well, showed nerve because he took a lot of punishment, but at times he threw into coverage. At times he did not see the open receiver, and he threw into a covered receiver, and they lost some yardage because of that.
Yeah.
But Valparaiso, Coach Hoffman, Mark Hoffman, was very pleased that they were able to move the ball as much as they did against Crown Point's defense.
Oh, yeah, they definitely racked up some offensive yardage, you know, both on the ground and through the air.
But defensively for Valparaiso, they did not look very good. Although, to be absolutely honest, if you take away the block kicks, Crown Point doesn't score 35 points.
No.
It was really I thought it was a special teams game to a great extent tonight because I know Valparaiso fumbled a kickoff and Crown Point blocked 3 punts and ran a punt back for a touchdown. That's a lot of special teams yards.
That became a very significant factor in tonight's game.
You know, I wanted to say I know the Crown Point fans are loving the success that the Bulldogs are having. Homecoming comes up in 2 weeks. I'm not saying that the support has not been good, because it has been. But, you know, you go through the downtown square in Crown Point, a lot of time during the state basketball tournament, you'll see banners and things up and down.
Yeah.
That can start any time now, folks. You know, they're 6-0. They're number 3 in the state. You could start putting the banners up in your house saying "Go Bulldogs" and decorating the square "Go Bulldogs" because they've won 17 of their last 18 games. You don't have to wait to homecoming to start celebrating the fact that Crown Point is doing well. If you like football and you like the football team, this is as good as it gets.
For Crown Point, its happy days are here again right now. This is it, 2006 for Crown Point. So far undefeated. And of course, last year they went undefeated through the regular season. Let's see, how many games in a row now has Crown Point won in regular season?
Regular season would be 15 games in a row.
15 in a row.
And the Dumlin Conference would be 11 games in a row.
Incredible.
And those are record streaks for Crown Point High School football, and they're very proud of it. And I don't think that they have played a really complete, great game yet. They had 3/4 of a game against Lake Central where they led 31-0, but then Lake Central kind of came back in the final period.
Yeah, they kind of let it go there a little bit.
And maybe it's a lot to ask to have a really complete game in the Dumlin Conference where the teams are so tough. But I think Crown Point has room for improvement, significant room for improvement, and they're 6-0 now. So, yeah, if you want to start celebrating the Bulldogs and at your home, you know, out front with a few banners, a few signs, or maybe decorating the downtown square. Homecoming's in 2 weeks, but you don't have to wait because they've won 15 regular season games in a row. It's a tremendous streak. I thought I'd never see it. And the Bulldogs are in a position right now where the program is as good as it has ever been. This rivals the times under Coach Brad Smith, who was Chip Pettit's coach.
Right.
In the late 80s and early 90s, when Crown Point won 10 games in 3 different seasons in a 5-year span. But this is even better than that, because they won 11 last year. There seem to be, I shouldn't say that. I was going to say they seem to be on the way to win at least 11 this year, but I don't know that. If they beat LaPorte next week, I'll predict they'll win the Dumlin Conference. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, that's a fairly safe prediction.
But they're doing so well. This is the peak of Crown Point High School football, and everybody, I know everybody's on board, but you don't have to be ashamed to show it, because right now Crown Point, I know our friends in Griffith disagree a little bit, but Crown Point is the number one team in Northwest Indiana right now.
Yeah, well, Griffith certainly has a uncanny way of stacking up the points on the scoreboard, as they did tonight, 64-0, a big spanking of Highline. Let's see if we have any finals. We were looking for a final on that Lowell game. I think that may have possibly finally been reported.
Yeah, our friends in Lowell need a win. And they got it tonight.
They got it. 35-12, the final there.
That's good to see.
So congratulations to our friends at Lowell High School. The Red Devils come out on top of the Wildcats of Hammond.
Down on Route 2. Actually, the game was played in Hammond, but
they're
celebrating down on Route 2 because Lowell got a victory and they broke the losing streak. Hey, they were 1-4 last year, and they came back strong. They're not going to come back and win the state title this year, but can they come back and win the sectional? It's not impossible. And they started tonight with a 35-12 win over Hammond High, a game that was close in the early going.
It certainly was.
7-6 for a while.
In fact, I think it was at the halftime even. So
a tough game.
Lowell was slow to put it together, but they eventually did, and won in relatively convincing fashion there. So.
And the other 1-4 team that stepped up tonight was Portage.
Definitely.
1-4, playing on the road at Chesterton. Chesterton is a high-powered offense. They held them without a touchdown, and Portage wins in overtime, 6-3. Big win for Portage football tonight. That's because they were down, and they were tired of losing. And they thought last week's game was a big lift for them, and as it turns out, it was, especially for the defense. They have a real good defense. They have a defense that rivals Crown Point's and Maryville. They returned everybody on defense from last year. They should be good. Their offense has been their problem, and apparently it still is. They only scored 6 points tonight.
Yeah, 6 points, yeah.
Sophomore quarterback has little to do with that. A lot of changes in the offensive line. But another fine defensive performance, and they're happy in Portage tonight as they beat Chesterton 6-3.
All right, well, next Friday we'll be on the air again. It'll be Crown Point at LaPorte. Look for us. We'll try to get on the air about 6:30 or so. And right here on 89.1, big showdown, the Doolin Athletic Conference next Friday night, Crown Point at LaPorte. We're back on the air tomorrow, by the way, bringing you some college football, ISU, Indiana State at Northern Illinois. And our broadcast set for 1:40 for the pregame show tomorrow afternoon. 2:05 is the scheduled kickoff. That will be 4 Central time, and that will be an internet-only broadcast, by the way, on indiana-sports.com and usa-365.com. We'll be back on the airwaves next Friday night for high school football on 89.1 FM. And that's about it for tonight.
We want to thank everybody for staying with us during a very long game, because we had, of course, the lightning delay, and we're well past 10 o'clock. We're heading toward 11 o'clock, and we're still sitting here in Porter County in Valparaiso High School. They have turned the lights out, Dave. Might be time to go.
Yeah, I saw a couple of lights go off already, and I think we're the last two in the press box here tonight. So we're going to wrap it up. I think Jim is back at the studios, and hopefully he had a chance to record the game. We'll do a replay immediately as soon as we sign off here, and we'll have a replay off of the Sony mini disc player. That comes in real handy sometimes when you want to try to do things like that. So we'll turn it over to Jim in just a second as we wrap things up here. I'd like to remind you that, yes, as we talk over the victory theme, it was a victory tonight for Crown Point. Final score 35-21. And I'm Dave Woodworth on behalf of Mark Smith, Jim Goodall back in the studios, and fans and friends across the country tuning in on the internet and listening on 89.1 FM. We invite you to stay tuned for a rebroadcast on 89.1 immediately after this. The president of Meyer Multimedia Services is John Meyer, the executive producer of USA-365.com, Meyer Multimedia Services Sports. Here's truly Dave Woodworth and Mark Smith with weekly top 10 polls and previews and all kinds of other stuff on our website, indiana-sports.com and usa-365.com. Once again, our final score for the final time, Crown Point 35, Valparaiso 21. We'll see you next time right here.